There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I think I'm already kind of tired of this. And by this, I mean the Davante Adams hypothetical. I understand, given what we do for a living, that this is a major talking point and it should be a major talking point. I'm not even going to let myself get too excited. It's Donnie Football with you here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan until 7:30 tonight. We do have the NFL on Westwood One to carry Thursday Night Football, a pretty good one. An NFC South matchup, Tampa Bay, Atlanta. We will dive into that more before we finish up tonight. We will pick the game. We will give, well, Joel Nelson with me behind the glass. Joel will give his best bets for the game, maybe throw together a little same game parlay if you want to tail or fade whatever Joel throws out there for you. Can maybe be like the commercials we hear, Joel. You could say, I'm Joel Nelson and I'm on fire. Those always crack me up. We play like dozens of those. And it just, I don't know how to put this. It sounds like a guy that has been a bookie for like 50 years.
Pretty much.
Like a dude who has done nothing but drink and smoke cigs and bet on sports for the last four decades. That's what all of those sound like when they play, and they crack me up every time. Oh, I got the secret to the Thursday night game. All you gotta do is give me a call on my message line.
Top secret information.
those are always good. Like that guy has the info that nobody else possibly knows. We're in the era that we're in, 2024. That guy has the stuff that nobody else knows. So we will pick the game for Thursday Night Football next hour. But I do want to dive into a couple of different topics, and I will let you share your thoughts as well. You can always call in at 412-928-9370. I would love to hear what the people think on a couple of topics. I do want to talk to Davante Adams. I am going to give my Steelers quarter season awards. You can chime in on that. The Pirates made some headlines yesterday. We can jump into that as well. And the Pitt Panthers getting a nice return back to a team that is trying to go to 5-0. I don't think many people saw this Pitt football team and thought they would be 4-0 at the break after what a disaster 2023 was. They get to 4-0 and they are getting a key piece back for this weekend and going forward as the Panthers take on North Carolina in Chapel Hill. You can listen to that game right here on 93.7 The Fan on Saturday. A noon kick. Pre-game coverage starts at 9. So you can chime in on all of that, 412-928-9370. Anything on the table for you as we are together for the next 90 minutes or so. Do the Steelers have a shot at Davante Adams? I guess, but it just does not feel that way to me. It really doesn't. It really doesn't feel like the Steelers have a true shot at Davante Adams. Whereas with the Brandon Ayuk stuff, which is probably a big reason why I don't even want to get overzealous about all of this, I did think the Steelers had a true shot at Brandon Ayuk, and I do think they were the team, besides the one he was already with, the San Francisco 49ers, I do think the Steelers were the team in the equation that would have landed Brandon Ayuk outside of the incumbent in that scenario. If the Jets aren't the team that end up with Davante Adams, I would be pretty surprised. I don't know if I'd go as far to say stunned, but I would be surprised if he does get traded and that team on the receiving end is not the New York Jets. Because they will do, I would think, anything and everything to make it happen. Teams always make the salary cap work. People always get worked up over, man, we're going to pay this guy, pay that guy. And yeah, we see teams attack it a little bit more differently than others. But I think the adage is true that if you want to make it work with the cap, you can make it work with the cap. And there are plenty of receiver-hungry teams out there and contenders that come to mind when Davante Adams is on the brain. And it's not just the Pittsburgh Steelers, even though we see them at a much closer viewpoint since we are in Pittsburgh. The Ravens, I would think, could use another target. The Kansas City Chiefs, I know that's an interdivision. That would need to be an interdivision trade, but they could certainly use another target. They may have just lost their most explosive one for the entire season. The Buffalo Bills, they traded their biggest target in the offseason. Now, things are going pretty well with that offense, although Sunday night they got their asses kicked, but maybe Davante Adams is someone of interest. There are some teams, as you can see, that Adams could fit the bill for. I saw, which it never fails with this, I saw ESPN the other day, oh, the Cowboys should go get Davante Adams. They would have Davante Adams and C.D. Lamb. Now, that would be a remarkable 1-2 punch for Dallas to add. But there are plenty of teams, I think, into the mix. The Saints get connected because they've had a nice little start to the season, and Derek Carr and Davante Adams have that relationship. They were a quarterback wide receiver tandem in college at Fresno State. But I would rather just rip this Band-Aid off now. I'm going to tell myself that this ain't happening, and if it does, then let's rock and roll. Let's get it going. The Steelers do need to be in the market for a receiver, but I don't think a top-tier one is the one that'll be here. I don't think at the end of the day, by the time we hit the trade deadline, they will be pulling in a Davante Adams. I think the ceiling, if I wanted to use a player, I think the ceiling of the type of player they would pull in, a name that you have heard, a name that was thrown around in these discussions, I think a Cortland Sutton is more of the realm they will be jumping into. I think he's at the top end of that. That obviously depends on where the Broncos go from here. They have battled back to 2-2 after starting 0-2. Maybe a name, a caller suggested this one the other night. I didn't mind the suggestion. This guy does have an extra year on the contract, but Christian Kirk in Jacksonville, the Jags are 0-4. They are the only winless team in football. I'm not suggesting that they are by any in any way, shape, or form having discussions or are interested. That was a name brought up by a caller the other night, and I thought, you know, that's not out there. That's not completely out of left field.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I think that would be the realm of receiver they are looking at. Chris brought up the name Darius Slayton earlier from the Giants. I think it would be more in that category than a Davante Adams, than what they are looking at here and what the compensation could be and everything involved with the Raiders wide receiver, who is going to miss the game on Sunday, by the way, as the Raiders are also just one game removed from meeting the Steelers. That game will be taking place out in Las Vegas. Little side note, that's the big road trip of the year. So if you have any suggestions on what to do out in Las Vegas, you can chime in as well at 412-928-9370. Can't wait to make that voyage. I've never been further west than Minnesota, so that will be certainly a change for me. Also, can't wait to hook up with the terrible tailgate guys out there, Kevin Adams and that crew, hosting one that apparently, Joel, you'll like this one, Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell supposed to be the guests at this tailgate out in Vegas.
Oh, me. Oh, my. What a well, interesting to say the least. We'll put it that way. How's that sound?
Yeah, I couldn't imagine having an interaction with Antonio Brown, but hey, maybe that will happen in, what, I don't know, 10 days' time, whatever that is. So you can chime in on that as well, 412-928-9370. I also want to give my Steelers quarter season awards. I will do MVP, Offensive Player of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year, Rookie of the Year, and then Biggest Surprise and Biggest Disappointment. I did this with the guys a couple of hours ago. We didn't do every single one of these categories, but starting with MVP, and I stand behind this one, this guy just got acknowledged by the league earlier today. My Steelers MVP through the quarter point of the season is Chris Boswell. He is nearly perfect. He's 11 of 12 on the season. He has made 5 of 6 from 50-plus yards. He single-handedly won them week one. So he is absolutely someone that has added at least one win to their 3 on the docket so far. He played a pretty pivotal role, I would say, in the other two as well. He's made field goals in every game, almost every time he is called upon. He is the most accurate kicker in NFL history from 50-plus yards. And he makes it look easy, does Boswell. And I'm also wondering back to Sunday. They had I think it would have been like a 58-yarder maybe, 59, and the Steelers decided to punt the football. I would have sent the dude out there. I think he would have made it. And if they would have gotten anywhere around midfield, I think that, or a little bit inside of midfield on Sunday at the end of that game, I think Boswell takes a chance and Mike Tomlin takes a chance on him from like 63 yards plus to try and send that game into overtime if it gets to that point. Joel, have you ever watched any old football games? I don't mean from like 10 or 15 or 20 years ago. I'm talking like 40 to 50 years ago. I like to do that with the guys in the back as we're prepping for the show. We'll just toss on an old game of whoever the Steelers are playing that week, kind of as background noise.
I really have not. From that long ago, not a whole lot. So maybe some highlights, but not full games.
Yeah, so I tossed on Super Bowl 13, which was a Steelers victory over the Cowboys. And when I tossed that on, I heard a pretty funny stat into the game. Roy Girella was the kicker on those 70s teams. That was, you know, he won Super Bowls with the Steelers. And Kurt Gowdy, the play-by-play man, he said, Girella this season from 40-plus yards is just 3 of 13. And that made me chuckle because 40-plus yards and he's only 3 of 13, that shows you how far the kicking game has gone in the NFL. I think Chris Boswell would be 3 of 13 with his left foot.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Chris Boswell, that should be kind of easy money, almost like an extra point for Boswell from 40-some yards.
And my dad's going to be mad at me if he's listening to this because he, as a kid, I think a friend that he had in the neighborhood, is his mom dated Roy Girella for a minute, and I guess he taught all the kids in the neighborhood how to kick. But it's just so funny to think of something like that. Like, oh, 3 of 13 from 40 yards. Like, it was so daunting. But even 20 years ago, think about that. Like, think about games at Heinz Field. Jeff Reed, if he made it from over 40, people like, oh, man, what a kick. Jeff Reed, he hit it from 42 yards at Heinz Field. Vaunted Heinz Field. Nobody can make a kick there of 40-plus. And Chris Boswell just makes it look easy. Like, this dude is the best kicker in team history. I know people would say, oh, Gary Anderson, which overall kicker, okay. But for what he did in the Steelers uniform, I think I'm going with Chris Boswell already, an all-time Steelers kicker. My offensive player of the year for the Steelers through the first 4 games, that is Justin Fields. Might be a bit of a cop-out. Yo, I'm just going with the quarterback. He does have 3 touchdowns through the air. He has 3 touchdowns on the ground. He has accounted for nearly as many touchdowns as Kenny Pickett did all of last season, and he's done so 4 games in. He is 3-1. He's completing almost 71% of his passes. He will likely eclipse 1,000 yards this week against the Cowboys. Now, is he setting up what is an MVP season? No. But if you recall, Ben Roethlisberger never once received an MVP vote. Fields has done what he's been asked. He's turned the ball over twice, an interception and that fumble last weekend in Indianapolis. But he has 6 touchdowns to recoup for the turnovers he has. He has also, in the last couple of weeks, shown that he can be lethal on the ground, and he is absolutely a piece around the goal line because it is really nice to have that added element from a quarterback around the end zone knowing that he can run the football. You make the defense have to defend all 11 players. We see that more so now today than we did back in the day. But that is a really nice element that Justin Fields can add, that he can get moving on the ground. Defensive player of the year, yeah, it's TJ Watt. Very quiet game in Indy. We heard, oh, he got held every play. You know, that's he does have a lot of defenders out there. I get it. And listen, guys get held all the time. If they called holding every time they saw holding in the NFL from an offensive lineman, I have news for you. They would call holding on every single play. And you complain as is about the officials throwing flags too often. They would call holding legitimately on every single play. That is not an exaggeration. There is not a single play that goes by in a football game where an offensive lineman, at least one of the five, is not committing a holding penalty. Unless every defender just runs in free, like maybe it's a screen pass or something, I don't know. But that would be the case. Watt, 3 sacks through the first 4 games. He also had that fumble recovery in week 1 that turned the tide a little bit. Rookie of the year, I'm going to go with Zach Frazier. They haven't had huge contributions from other rookies, so that certainly plays a factor here. Troy Fautanu only really got 1 game under his belt, and it looks like that may be all he gets as a rookie. We have not seen Roman Wilson yet. Peyton Wilson has been okay on that defense. I don't think he's been a superstar. But Frazier, besides a couple of center quarterback exchanges that have gone south for one reason or another, he has done everything else at that position as if he was a 5 to 10 year vet. And I think he will soon become one of the better centers in the game. I think he has that type of potential. My biggest surprise is on the defensive side of the football, and that is Deshaun Elliott. In the offseason, I thought this would be an underrated signing. And given how busy that week of free agency was for the Steelers, in years past, I think Deshaun Elliott would be one that actually moved the needle a little bit. Because normally free agency is pretty quiet on Pittsburgh's front. Not the case this year. They signed Russell Wilson on the first day. They signed Patrick Queen a couple of days later. They traded Kenny Pickett on that Friday. They traded for Justin Fields on that Saturday. All in that mix, Deshaun Elliott signs with the Steelers, and he's been maybe their second best defensive player behind TJ Watt. Could argue third behind Cam Hayward, because Hayward, despite people not being happy about that contract at 35 years old, he's been damn good through the first 4 games. Deshaun Elliott, though, he leads the team in tackles. He has an interception. He's defended a couple of passes as well. He has a forced fumble in there. He has a tackle for loss. He has something on the stat sheet all over the place. He seems to make an impactful play in every single game, whether it's a big tackle for loss, whether it is an interception, whether it's forcing a fumble. He also, to me, he earned some extra points for me on Sunday, because for that first half against the Colts, he looked like the only dude with a pulse. So Elliott takes home my biggest surprise. I didn't go with Patrick Queen as my biggest disappointment. I probably could. I'm holding out hope that Queen has himself a big game, maybe Sunday night. And this one is more injury-riddled than anything, but Jaylen Warren is the guy I go to with my biggest disappointment. I am a huge fan of the player that Jaylen Warren is. But this season, the injuries have already dinged him up a few times. He's only carried the football 14 times for 54 yards. That's under 4 yards per carry. He has only caught 5 passes for 28 yards. I'm getting a little bit fearful that we see Cordarrelle Patterson play well every time he gets the football. Patterson's running for nearly 6 yards per carry. He also has caught 5 passes for 34 yards. He is showing the versatility he still has at 33 years old in the Arthur Smith offense. I'm starting to be a little bit worried that even when Warren is back healthy, we see those snaps diminished because Patterson has shown behind Najee Harris he can be a good player. Warren, I thought, would continue to solidify himself this season. And unfortunately, the hamstring injury, then the knee injury, that didn't really happen. And we have seen Jaylen Warren struggle to this point to get out of the gate. So there you go. MVP, Chris Boswell. Offensive player of the year is Justin Fields. Defensive player of the year is TJ Watt. Rookie of the year is Zach Frazier. My biggest surprise is Deshaun Elliott. My biggest disappointment is Jaylen Warren. Have any thoughts on that? You can share yours at 412-928-9370. I would love to hear from you. Coming up next, Davante Adams' thoughts as well. Do you think the Steelers have any shot to land the Raiders wide receiver? 412-928-9370. Would love to get your thoughts on that. Coming up next, some Pirates topics to get into. Pitt with a big player coming back as they try to move to 5-0. We will get into the Cowboys and Steelers game history, something I just, the nerd side of me loves to do as well. But I want to take your calls. Coming up next, 412-928-9370. Davante Adams, question mark, and the Steelers quarter season awards, 412-928-9370. That is also the fan text line number brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there is never a fee unless we get money for you. It's Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.